and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
I am Locked On Houston Astros, and I hope that you listen to the Locked On Astros podcast daily. Your team every day. I'm H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find me on Twitter at H-Town Wheelhouse. You can find the show at Locked On Astros. You can also find me at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, where we're always positive, always Stros. And for a second night in a row, we have the owner of the Sugar Land Skeeters, the Astros' new AAA affiliate, Kevin Zlotnick. Kevin, tell us where they can find you on Twitter so we can get you a bunch of followers, sir.
At Kevin Zlotnick. I will not be spamming your news feed every time you refresh on Twitter. So at least I have that. I'm looking up. How many followers do I have? It's not many.
We'll get you there. Slowly but surely, we'll get you there. So just remember that you can get Locked On Astros on the podcasting app Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device to play the podcast Locked On Astros. Today's episode is actually brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is not just a protein bar. And Kevin, you'll want to hear this when I do this read today, because it is the best tasting protein bar on the market. If you go to if you go to builtbar.com and use the promo code Lockdown, you'll get 20% off your first box. I'm telling you, man, I don't eat any other Built Bars now that I've tried the Built Bar. I am a Built Bar enthusiast. So
where can I get them?
Go to builtbar.com and type in the promo code Locked On. And dude, right now they've got like white chocolate cherry. They've got white chocolate cookies and cream. They've got this candy cane brownie. Oh my gosh, dude, I'm serious. Like you don't even think you're eating a protein bar. It's not like you're eating powder with like fake chocolate around it. This is real chocolate and the ingredients are amazing. And I have it sometimes pre-workout, sometimes post-workout. Sometimes when the kids are kicking my tail in my seventh grade Texas history class, I grab a Built Bar. And so it's there for all occasions. And hey, even if you're owner of the Sugar Land Skeeters and you're running late and something's going on, grab a Built Bar, throw that down. And I promise you, you'll get a little boost of energy. All right. So check that out.
I'm getting some sent to me, and I would put it out to my 50, I have 50 followers on Twitter. So that's pretty.
Hey, cool. There you go, man. Hey, more Built Bars for the world. So, hey, let's jump right into this, because on our previous show, we talked about some of the history. We talked about you being a native Houstonian, how you came into ownership of the team, how, you know, the whole Sugar Land Skeeters thing, but what does it mean for the Astros to have their AAA club so close to Minute Maid Park?
At a high level, it really means everything. City of Sugar Land is on board. They've been a fantastic partner as a city. I don't think you could ask for anything more. They preach that they want to bring business to Sugar Land, and you know they've done that by helping bring the Astros AAA license to Sugar Land. To be able to partner the Astros organization, it is just fantastic. You know, we had a great run in the Atlantic League, but this is certainly a step up in terms of notoriety and in terms of play on the field, really everything. I mean, we are, I don't know, lucky, blessed, whatever the proper adjectives are. That's how we feel about the opportunity to have the Astros come in and partner with us and assign their AAA license to Sugar Land and Constellation Field.
When you sign a AAA license, does that mean that y'all are a part of the organization for so many years? Is it an indefinite? Like, what is the contract like?
So it's still being worked out, to be totally frank. These are okay. Meant to be, you know, the way Major League Baseball is sort of taking over the minor leagues now, the operations of it. These affiliations, or what they're calling licenses now, are meant to be much more long-lived than the, you know, sort of 2 or 4 year musical chairs that you would get. I mean, just think about in the last 20 or so years, I think the Astros have been in New Orleans. They've been in Oklahoma City. They've gone back and forth to Round Rock a couple of times. They've been in Fresno, California, and that's just with their AAA team. So these are meant to sort of have much more long-term continuity to them than the previous way these things worked.
No, that's excellent. And, you know, Sugar Land has been a community that has just, population-wise, has just exploded. I know there are a lot of people in Sugar Land that aren't even from Texas originally. There's a big international crowd in Sugar Land. And, you know, I talked a little bit about some of our experiences. I had a former student of mine when I was a youth pastor. I actually pitched for you guys, Jared Wells.
Sure.
When he was a senior in high school, I bet him as his youth pastor that he couldn't get 7 interceptions in his senior year. He said, well, what's in it for me? I said, well, if you do it, then I'll shave my head in front of the entire church. And he got 7 interceptions. And we made a fundraiser out of it. And we raised like $2,000 or $3,000 for some mission we were a part of by people shaving my heads. And, you know, Jared Wells went on to he went on to play in the major leagues. And and then when he played, when I saw he was there, I got a hold of him. We went out to a game and we got to talk to him and stuff. So that was cool. And one of the things I got when I was there was this ball. And I was going to ask you about that. I noticed Sugar Land was always really cool about fan interactions. I've got an official Atlantic League ball, and it's signed by every player that year that was on the team. Do you guys plan on still having some fan interaction things, autograph sessions, like y'all had? Awesome.
I would anticipate no change in the way the operation is run, the way the players treat the fans. I mean, this is still minor league baseball. Every single player that suited up for the Skeeters over the first 8 years, they were in minor league systems before. They know how to treat the fans. They know it's a much more personal thing than when you're in the big leagues. I would say the only thing that will be different, I think, is that we will have extended netting starting next year.
Okay.
You know, that's just the rule. I don't make the rules. We follow the rules, and that'll be something. But, you know, my understanding in talking to the Astros is they have it in Corpus Christi, which they own, and in Fayetteville, North Carolina, which they own as well. You know, they kind of have a system where the net comes down at certain times, like before the game and after the game. I'm not sure about in between innings, but you're not going to be losing that sort of minor league player interaction. And then, you know, Sunday autographs, presuming COVID, you know, I think we had to get rid of Sunday autographs this year, but in a normal world, they'll still be all the fan friendly opportunities.
Awesome. So that's actually a great segue into something I wanted to ask you about. I know that the Atlantic League that y'all are part of this last year, y'all made some news stories in that Major League Baseball is using your league to test out robo umpires.
Stop you right there. Robo, well, I guess I'm not in the Atlantic League anymore, but robo umpires is not the term we're supposed to be using. It's supposed to be automatic balls and strikes, ABS.
Oh, my bad. Oh, man. I hope I don't get fined.
You're not getting fined.
Well, sorry, Rob Manfred, if he hears this. I don't know if he listens to our podcast. What did you hear from the players? I mean, are you allowed to talk about that, or is that something you're not really – okay. How did the players receive it?
You know, I think with anything, you know, baseball players are sometimes set in their ways. I think it was a mixed bag, right? If you struck out 3 times looking, you know, the computer was broken. If, you know, I think it is the way of the future. Look, this was the first time we did it. There was a number of our league board of directors, the Atlantic League board of directors, went to Major League Baseball's office, you know, I guess after the 2019 season, and they presented all the findings and all the data from automatic balls and strikes, you know, basically all the different rules they were trying. And it was fascinating to see, and fascinating the adjustments they had planned to make for 2020. But, you know, I think with slight adjustment, I think automatic balls and strikes makes a lot of sense for me. And I'm not suggesting you get rid of home plate umpires. That's not, you know, you still have to have a home plate umpire. I think if you can slightly pick up the pace of the transmission of the signal, I think that's helpful. If you're just a casual fan, you did not notice that the umpire was fractionally waiting a tenth of a second to call a ball or a strike based on what he was hearing in his ear. But the thing works. The last thing you or I want as a fan of the Astros is to be in the World Series. Maybe it's game 7 against the Nationals. Maybe Zach Greinke threw a pretty good pitch that appeared to be a strike and the umpire called a ball. Why, you know, and whether that goes for the Astros or any other team, we all know the strike zone. It's a really hard job. Just look at every batter. And I'm sure you follow the Pitching Ninja on Twitter. And I mean, how many Major League Baseball pitchers make hitters look silly on a nightly basis? the umpires are dealing with the same thing. They might think it's a fastball and then it breaks at the last second a foot, and they're trying to judge that it crossed the batter's knees or then it catches the top of the zone or to break back over. It's a really, really hard job. And it seems to me that what I learned with our trial in the Atlantic League is that the technology is there. Like, you can set up the zone where it needs to be from the top of the knees to the bottom of the letters, whatever. And if the ball nicks the zone, it'll call it a strike. If the ball doesn't nick the zone, it won't call it a strike.
So does it change batter to batter?
It does.
Okay. Oh, okay. So, yeah, so someone was like, well, how does that work between Aaron Judge and Jose Altuve?
No, I don't know. So for our trial, if the player had played in the major leagues, their profile was just loaded in there already. I guess Major League Baseball has. And if it was a player that did not, they just say it was a 6 foot tall batter. It took the average profile of every 6 foot tall batter in the major leagues. Okay. I think I'm saying that. So it would have every single person in the big leagues, you know, exact profile in it.
Okay. So it's kind of like preloaded technology is what you're saying.
Right. The biggest issue, and it's not an issue because you just make an adjustment. The biggest learning, I think, was that, you know, a lot of times some of these big breaking balls, I think they had the, you know, kind of imagine this box, and they had it at the front of the plate. So if there was a curveball, a big curveball that maybe nicked the bottom of the box, sometimes it would call a strike, even if the catcher was like blocking it. And that didn't feel right for the batters involved. I think, like, how could I get a ball, a pitch in the dirt called as a strike? And it's like, here's how it happened. It's a curveball. It's dropping. It caught the very bottom of the box. And that's what, I don't know, 19 to 24 inches, I think, ahead of where the catcher set up. So I think the plan for, you know, what did not happen in 2019 was this imaginary box was sort of going to be set up in the middle of the plate instead of the front of the plate to sort of alleviate breaking balls in the dirt that may nick the bottom of somebody's knees, therefore, you know, sort of triggering the automatic strike call.
So basically what you're saying is there's definitely some tweaking that has gone on and probably some other advances that will probably make this a more, I guess, favorable system for both the hitter and the pitcher, because, you know, I think a lot of fans, you know, a lot of baseball purists, and I mean, if you're a lifelong baseball fan, which you know, stated you are, your whole family is I think a lot of fans are worried about taking the human element out of the game and sort of ruining or disrupting the natural, you know, the nature of the sport. From what you're saying is it wasn't that big of a change. It wasn't like this earth-shattering difference. But, you know, players on the same note are going to get upset when an umpire's got a strike zone that doesn't favor them, you know?
Right. I hear the complaint, oh, we're taking the human element out of the game.
Okay.
Like, don't you, you know, as a lifelong fan of any team, whether that's the Astros or the Yankees, what human element do you want involved in umpiring, right? You want to see a level playing field, and you want to see if your 25 guys are good enough to beat the other team's 25 guys. You know, an umpire making a poor call because it's a challenging, really challenging job. Like, that's not a human element that I personally want to see. Like, I want to see the human element of, can Jose Altuve hit a 99-mile-an-hour Garrett Cole fastball, or, you know, things like that, not whether Lance Barksdale and, you know, whatever other umpire calls 95% of the pitches right or 99. We have the technology. Let's just get it 100% right.
It's like, I think some fans want to be mad at Jerry West and Angel Hernandez.
All right. Fair enough.
So, hey, with that being said, I just want to let the people know that as we head into this next weekend, the weekend after that, we head into bowl season, and there are some big matchups coming up. The NFL regular season is actually finishing up, and we are getting the playoff picture clear and clear each week. And so there's only one place that you need to go to be covered, and that's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use a promo code LOCKEDON to receive 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Kevin, you know, a lot must go into just getting things together right now. How much have y'all had to make any changes with you know, now you are going to AAA. Is there like a checklist of items that Major League Baseball has sent to the organization saying you need, like, you know, like you said, the netting? What other things are you guys having to do, or are you guys adequately set up to where there's not a whole lot of change that needs to happen for the Skeeters to be the official AAA team of the Houston Astros?
So I guess it's a little bit of a mixed bag. You know, some of, like I said earlier, some of those rules and regulations are still being developed, but this is factually happening. I mean, the Astros are working a million miles an hour to do some things to the player development side of the facility to improve it. Facility, you know, when Constellation Field was initially built, it probably was not built out to the full extent from a player development side. And that's becomes a lot more important when you're the AAA team for anyone, and especially the Astros, and how much they value, you know, some of the analytics and technology. So there is going to be sort of a full rebuild of the downstairs of the ballpark from a player development perspective. So new locker rooms, weight room, sort of video room, kitchen. It's going to be, first class. It's going to be a sort of a satellite Minute Maid Park. If there's any players that live in the Sugar Land area, I think in the off season, they'd probably just head over to Constellation Field to get a workout in rather than going down to Minute Maid Park.
Now, are you guys, and of course, you know, maybe I'm putting the cart before the horse because it seems like there's kind of a lot of things up in the air. But do you see this being something to where in the future y'all would consider putting in more seats, or do you like the intimacy of the ballpark? You don't want to mess with that element of Constellation Field.
I think it's a little bit of both. You will not lose the intimacy of Constellation Field ever. It's not going to go from a 7,500 seat facility to a 15,000 seat facility. But, you know, working with the Astros, you know, it'll be ultimately their decision with some input from the city of Sugar Land. I can envision it growing a little bit, but not where you'd ever consider getting rid of the intimacy in the minor league feel, no.
Definitely. And, you know, just thinking about all this work that, you know, you guys are putting into, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, this would be a perfect time that if you were hungry like me, that you grab a Built Bar. Built Bar is wrapped in 100% chocolate. It is only, most of the bars are 130 calories. They have 4 grams of net carbs. They only have 4 grams of sugar. They have 17 grams of protein. I mean, it is amazing. And Built Bar not only has the best protein bar, but they also have, I just got this immune booster that they sent us, and they've got different flavors. And so they're expanding their line. They even now have Built broth. And I'm like, what are they doing to my world? Are we going to get a Built turkey next Thanksgiving? And you know what I'm saying? Like, Built Bar is doing phenomenal things. They are changing the game. They are, I guess, the Sugar Land Skeeters of the Built Bar world. Like, we're Sugar Land Skeeters. You guys are top notch, top of the line minor leagues. Built Bar is top of the line protein bar. Because let me tell you something, put away all the other protein bars. Don't even go to your local store and look at what's available. Go to BuiltBar.com, type in the promo code LOCKEDON, get 20% off your first order. And what's cool, Kevin, you said you ordered a box. When you get that box, there will be another coupon for another 20% off. And so check that out. Built Bar is definitely a big part of what we do here. It's a big part of what I do and my daily routine. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON to get 20% off your first order. Let me ask you this. You guys are now going to be a part of the Pacific Coast League. Is that correct?
I'm honestly not sure. We don't have a schedule. I've seen that. And then I've seen that maybe there won't. So I don't know the answer to that question.
Okay. Well, because I was wondering, I was like, oh, well, you know, the Round Rock Express, they were part of the PCL, but I don't know. Like I said, everything's changed. Teams have gone away. There aren't team, you know, some clubs
didn't get their licensing. It would be shocking to me, whatever league you call it or however it's realigned, I envision 100% chance that we will be in the same division or league as Round Rock.
Awesome.
Well, it'll be geographically arranged to the benefit of everyone involved. And with Round Rock, you know, 2.5-3 hours up the road,
you know,
we'll certainly be in the same league division as the Skeeters.
I think it's exciting. And we talked about some of the top prospects that the Astros have right now, you know, Forrest Whitley, you know, Brian Abreu, Corey Lee, Jeremy Pena, Freitas Nova, you know, and then Pedro Leon, this Cuban kid that they're supposed to be signing here in about a month or so. And how exciting is it going to be to have these guys come through and hopefully play some games in Sugar Land and let, you know, let the kids see these up-and-coming players. I think that is so good for growing the game, especially in the Houston area. You know, when do you guys anticipate your season will start? Have y'all gotten any dates? And are there plans to have fans in the stands? I know y'all had fans at your Consolation League you had.
Correct. So this past summer in our summer Consolation Energy League that we ran, we did get guidance or approval to have 25% capacity. I think at 25% capacity, we were still able to maintain 6 feet of social distancing, and that kind of got you to like 1700 or 1800 people. But to all the questions you asked, I think it's kind of wait and see, like everything else.
Okay.
You know, I read some of the same stuff as you, and I frankly probably have no additional detail. I hope that we can play. I hope we can play. I know that AAA going forward in a normal season will be 144 games instead of 140. And I'm sure, like the Astros, like all 30 major league teams, like all 120 minor league teams, we all hope for a full season with 100% capacity. That's probably not a reality as it sits on, December 21st, but we'll see.
Yeah. To wrap things up, I want to ask you this, because I want you to definitely promote what's going on. You had mentioned the holiday lights. What are some things that people can be a part of and come out to Constellation Field before baseball even gets started? Let it, you know, give us a rundown of kind of what you guys got going for the holidays and
I think you're
anything else.
Big thing is Sugar Land Holiday Lights. I mean, it is a really nice event. It just happens to be socially distant normally. You come in with your family, you know, Christmas music playing, choreographed lights, 3.5 million lights. You walk around with your favorite beverage, whether that's hot chocolate, a glass of wine. There's kind of a set up trail. We have a number of vendors if you need to do some last minute Christmas shopping. Actually, in our back parking lot, we have a carnival. So for an additional fee, you can go out and ride, you know, whatever it is, 8 or 10 rides. The carnival people are wiping down the rides constantly to make sure they're safe. It's a really, really great event. I think this is our fifth year to do it, and we've grown it from 0 attendees to 60,000 attendees. So it's a really nice thing. After that, it's kind of tear down. We'll have a new playing surface installed before baseball season starts. And January and February are generally our slow months, and especially if we're having a new playing surface installed, I don't know that we'll have a whole lot of additional events following the conclusion of Holiday Lights before opening day.
You know, one more thing I was thinking of, because I'm thinking maybe there are people listening to this, they are from the Houston area, or maybe they're not from the Houston area, but they're like, hey, I want to go visit the Sugar Land Skeeters. Sugar Land's a pretty big place. I mean, there is an abundance of hotels, eating places. I mean, it's a great atmosphere in the entire city of Sugar Land, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, the city of Sugar Land is trying to, you know, I think their moniker is we're a destination city, and they're exactly right. The Sugar Land Town Square is great. You know, our partner, the hotel in Town Square, the Marriott, is top notch. And there's tons of dining, you know, smart financial centers just two exits down. Obviously, their concert schedule has been hampered, similar to the way our schedule has been hampered. But look on their website to see if there's any concerts going on there. Sugar Land's a great place. I mean, it is growing. Fort Bend County is getting close to 1 million people. If you haven't been out to the area, you know, prior to my ownership of the Skeeters, I had not spent a lot of time in Sugar Land, and I enjoy it every time I'm there.
That's awesome. Well, you know, once again, thank you for coming on. And I look forward to talking to you when we have a lot more of the details nailed down, when we kind of know when things are going to start. It'll be exciting to see. And heck, maybe Eric and I can get out there to a game, maybe see how we can do a little recording or live broadcast out there.
Yeah,
at Constellation Field would be a blast. Thank you guys for listening. I want y'all to know that betting on the Astros doesn't have to be a guessing game anymore. If you listen to the new Locked On Bets podcast, hosted by your boy Q and handicapping expert Lee Sterling, get daily picks and quick hitting advice to make the smartest possible wagers. Subscribe to the Locked On Bets podcast, brought to you by betonline.ag, wherever you get your podcast. And go check out the Sugarland Skeeters online. Check out their website. Go follow Kevin Zlotnick on Twitter. Get him more followers, please, as faithful fans of this show. I'm expecting him to get inundated with, hello, hey, what's up? It's me. I'm a new fan or whatever. So check him out. Even though he's not very active, maybe he can get to know, because let me tell you, Astros Twitter is a very active group.
I follow all of y'all and I get a lot of insight. Just don't have anything to add. You guys all know it all.
That is very kind of you, sir. Well, Kevin, thank you so much for joining us for a second night in a row. And I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from myself, H-Town Wheelhouse, and Eric Heisman, who couldn't be here. But I guarantee you, next time we have an interview with you, we'll definitely have him on, and it will be a great time. So y'all have a great holiday. Is there anything you want to say before we go?
No, I was just going to say thanks for having me on, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year as well. And look forward to seeing everybody out at the ballpark, whether it's for holiday lights or for some AAA baseball.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Y'all have a great evening.